this time. Ha ha! Getting used to it. I grow stronger by the second.
Oh my goodness.
So, you all head on your way to the rich side of town, where Cecily's house is. It is a massive mansion that is on one of the hills in Will Branch, close to the forest area.
Cecily's like, this is my home.
I love it.
She's like, what do you guys want to do? We can totally play pool, we can go swimming in the pool, we can hang out in the arcade, we can hit up the gym, we can watch movies in the theater, we can make music videos.
As Cecily's lifting all these places out, we just slowly turn to her.
You guys got another lucky bump up, but I will save it for whoever does it. If Iggy goes rolls a dice, it will not affect them. So it'll still be there.
Cecily's like, I know that you're supposed to kind of be meeting people and you're going to meet my parents here, but outside of that, there's, you know, lots that we can do here if you just want to have fun and get to know us.
Oh yeah, totally. All right, so I actually have questions for y'all.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to meet my parents first or...
Oh, not that type of your parents first, whatever you want.
She's like, I feel like girl talk, but we can definitely do in a more cozy location.
Oh my goodness, yes, because I feel like we've been walking for at least 50, like, for an hour. I mean,
for an hour.
You have crossed basically the all of Will Branch.
Oh, we just crossed into the entirety of Will Branch?
I mean, through the course of the afternoon, you sure have trekked a good bit of it.
Oh my goodness, I could put that in my steps. wonderful.
Cecily will just kind of open her front door and do her normal.
You hear, I'm upstairs.
Cecily's like, we have company.
Oh, I'll be right down to greet. One moment.
I feel so fancy. Do you guys ever feel fancy in here? I feel like I should have a Fiji water in the freezer or something.
Oh,
just a fridge just filled with Fiji waters.
Yeah. That's the Fiji water fridge.
There's the water fridge.
Sure, exactly.
There's the other beverage fridge.
Oh my gosh.
And then there's the food fridge.
Cecily's like, oh, do you want one? Come here.
Oh, I'll take one, shoot! I mean, if you're offering, why not?
You lead the group into your kitchen where they can see you have three fridges. I'm making it a thing. Yeah. A water fridge, a non-water fridge, and food.
Oh my god.
Beverages need to be kept at different temperatures. It's just common sense.
This entire fridge is bigger than my apartment.
And her kitchen is totally, like, showroom kitchen.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You could totally film, like, a cooking show. And,
yes.
You know. Oh my god. Or like, who's Cecily? Not that bad, huh? We're not that rich, huh?
Nice, you've been here before.
Oh yeah, no, I remember. Your closets have closets.
After some time, I will say, Cecily, your mom does come into the kitchen. You will see someone who looks very much like Cecily. Cecily gets her good looks from her mom. You can see she has a long red hair that comes down in waves and curls. She is wearing definitely, I love to imagine that she always wears that someone murdered my husband robe kind of thing. I'm like, oh no, a murder happened. Let me change to my other robe. And then she changes to the
right,
black one.
With the sheer
She learns her husband died in the war. Oh no, let me switch into something else. And then comes back out in the black one.
Snowy, it's my headcanon that she looks like Christina Hendricks.
There you go.
Hold on. I gotta Google it.
To Google things.
What was their name?
Christina Hendricks.
I think it's...
From Mad Men.
Unless you...
That's my own headcanon, so, yeah.
It's just a headcanon, yeah.
Cute.
I'm just seeing Snowy's like model move twitching as he's looking. So it's just like, whoa.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's a little dark in the room. So
all good. No. Just,
you're fine.
I'm
hold on. I could just turn that off. Hold on. Ah, where's the button?
Oh, hey, Jam.
How's Stop it.
Sam, will you put the name in the Twitch chat for so that people can look up that name?
Oh, okay.
There we go. All right, a little bit better, but I look like a robot, so.
It's fine. All right.
And there you go.
Stop it, beep.
Got it. There's a name.
Now you and Akka match.
We're twinsies.
Twinsies.
Nice. All right. I like it.
So, as she walks in, she just kind of smiles towards everyone. It's good to see you all again. Oh, and it is a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm Mrs. Kincaid.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Kincaid. How are you doing this evening?
She nods to you. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Welcome to my home. If you need anything, feel free to help yourselves. It's make yourself at home, honestly. I'm just happy to host such lovely times with for my lovely Cecily.
Thanks, Mom. This is Trixie.
She nods towards Trixie.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Yes, I'm Trixie. Hi, I'm from Oculus.
Oh, I didn't realize that we already connected with Oculus, and she just places a hand to her mouth. Interesting.
Hope that's in good standing.
Oh, it's nothing against me. It was our previous leadership, and of course I have retired since he, of course, was withdrawn from the position. So, she just smiles. No, it's wonderful. It's good to meet you. I've really honestly never met anyone else from other division departments.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, and thank you so much for your daughter's kindness.
She nods.
For inviting me to your lovely home.
Well, you're welcome in Will Branch, and I hope you come visit anytime.
Oh, thanks. Stop. I will come. Oh my goodness, I saw the pool out there. Yeah. How do you get anything done?
Oh, you know, it takes a lot of determination. And I use it as a treat for myself, if you will.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Mm. Long day, you know.
I'm surprised it's not an indoor pool.
Oh, we have one of those. It's in another room.
It is. It just extends outward.
No, we have two different pools. So don't get everybody. No, that's not what she says.
Oh, I wish I had that.
Wow.
My apartment is like half the size of your fridge.
Oh, my.
But I get out a lot, you know.
She's sleeping in that fridge? What?
Which fridge are we talking? Are we talking the water fridge? The cheese fridge? Which one?
There's a cheese fridge? Whoa.
Yes?
There's four fridges?
I'm joking, of course.
Cecily's like, come on, let's go hang out by the pool with the hot tub. Do you have a bathing suit?
I don't, but I can put my feet in if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Soak your feet. Cecily's mom just kind of nods towards you all. Well, I do have to get back to work, but do enjoy yourself. And she starts to walk away.
Cecily's like, once they get outside, she like shuts the door. And I feel like there's an outdoor like bar hut thing for her parents to host, you know?
Yeah.
It has a little mini fridge out there. So she gets them all just some like, I don't know, virgin daiquiris or
something. There you go. Some Z's. You mean strawberry juices? Fancy strawberry juices. Yeah.
And she's like, she goes up to it, like serves, puts them all on like a silver platter and brings them out, you know, and serves them all drinks by the hot tub and the pool. And she's like, you had questions?
Oh, right. Oh, also, this is going way above and beyond. I love it. But do you enjoy doing this?
Cecily's like, oh, I love entertaining guests, especially my friends.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Sorry, you can hear my little dog losing his mind.
That's totally fine.
And Cecily's like, so, yeah, what were your questions?
Oh, right. All right, who wants to go first? She, like, flops her hands together and rubs them a little bit. Like, really, she's, like, really excited.
Cecily's like, I'll go first.
So, Miss Cecily looks through her notebook. So, just to let you guys know, with these questions, you don't have to answer them if you really don't want to. This is just a blanket question.
Okay.
It's nothing against you.
Okay.
We're all going to be helping each other, you
this
know.
This disclaimer is making me a bit nervous.
Oh, it's just that sometimes it can get a little deep.
She's
but
saying that
it,
also
it,
because
it's
how
not
Abby
against
reacted.
You as a person.
Yeah.
It's really not against you as a person. It's just so that I have my paperwork.
Okay. You know. Cecily's like kind of fidgeting with her necklace and looking at the others. Like, I don't know.
You volunteered to go first.
I did. Okay, let's go, sister.
I love that. Okay. Do you wish to be popular?
Wait.
That's a very unfair question.
Even if you don't know the people who call you popular.
Cecily's like, wait, wish to be popular? I'm not popular?
Like, do you have
Cecily,
this over?
You're like homecoming green for three years in a row.
I mean, what are you implying?
Never mind.
You have an urge to be more popular than you already are. I mean, you're definitely popular with your friends, and everybody seems to know everyone. You know, do you feel like that group should grow bigger?
I have 1.5 million Instagram followers.
Oh my goodness gracious. That is so many. And what is your Instagram handle? I would like it right now.
So what is it?
Oh yeah, tell us, Andy. What is it?
What is it, Cecily?
It is Powerhouse Princess
23. Yes, there you go. Yeah.
Powerhouse Princess. Why am I not surprised?
That is a vibe. I love it.
I feel like, you know, it's totally like very influencer stuff now. Pictures of her sitting facing exotic beaches and like a pretty big, you know, like,
yeah.
Around the world, total nonsense.
Oh my god, I just
hashtag
out of character
filter, hashtag woke up this way.
Out of character. And I Andy, I hope you don't mind me saying this. Because one of the reasons I found that question so funny towards Cecily is because your Monster Hearts type was the queen, was like the queen.
Yeah,
exactly. That was your whole power. That was your whole shtick.
Exactly. That's like, I'm like, wait, what do you mean? I'm not popular?
I just made it so much funnier for that question.
That's why we were joking. It's like, you wish you were popular. Like,
well.
So Cecily's like, I mean, I could always have more followers, I guess. Yeah, I mean, why not?
Exactly. But do you feel like those people should like do as you say? You know, like really take your advice to heart.
Well, I do hope to be a positive role model and spokesperson for young women.
And I can definitely see that from your very long posts along with your pictures. It's all lovely, as what I can see here.
Super basic is what she's saying between the words.
No. I love spreading positivity as well. I love smiling, as you probably have seen. So we're just gonna get along so swell. I love it. All right. Oh. Who would like to go next?
I know, she's the worst. I'm sorry.
What?
Hi, GM here to interrupt while I was enjoying some popcorn when I was listening. No.
Lord.
Just no. Cecily's amazing. There it is. I needed to interrupt and say something.
Trixie
All right,
is trying to be as genuine
as she
can.
Let's make it fun. Let's have Cecily pick the next person.
So I'm sorry if like the accent is getting in the way of her being genuine.
No, I just...
Andy sometimes gets worried about Cecily, but we all love Cecily 100%. Mm-hmm.
She is so far from what I am in real life, so sometimes it's like, what am I doing? She's a monster, I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
Oh, hush.
I love Cecily.
She could be way worse, 100%.
Trust me, you didn't see Monster Hearts, Cecily.
Yeah, exactly. That was a monster. She was a
little... You got Abby to punch her. You know how bad they have to be that
yeah,
Abby,
Abby
punch
did
you?
Punch her. That could happen. This Abby would have no anyway. Idea of it, of course, but Abby did punch her.
And Cecily complimented the punch.
Yes.
So,
all right.
How about having a Cecily pick who's next? Let's make it a game.
So okay, Cecily's well, what about, can we ask you a question?
Oh, yeah, of course. We can definitely go back. We could popcorn it.
Cecily's like, oh my god, okay, so how long have you been with the division?
Oculus.
Well, I've been a part of Oculus for about 5 years now. Okay. Wait, hold on. I'm doing math. See, I
yeah, that's
math
fine.
Is so
2003 to 2020 is 17 years, basically.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't like, go over that.
As long as you were like, I've been with them for 40 years, and I'm going to go, 40
years.
Like, hey,
the math doesn't track.
I should say, I'm about 23. Hope that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Early 20s, can't wait.
Oh, it's a guess.
So, 5 years?
Oh, it's a guess.
It's a guess.
So okay, so you pick who's next, I guess. In fairness of the rules.
Oh no, you can pick some. It's fine. I mean, I'm gonna get to know all of you anyway. Hopefully, so, if you want.
Let me use character names here. Sorry, excuse me. Lore, girlfriend, buddy, pal. Why do you ask Lore?
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
Cecily just kind of loops her arm around Laura's shoulders.
It's going to be Lorelai's phrase this entire session. Why am I not surprised?
Right. Laura, sir.
So, Miss Lorelai, is it all right if I ask you some questions?
Sure.
All right. So, do you feel like you want to control others' emotions? Frequently, moderately, or not at all?
Lorelai would growl at that question. Ask another.
Oh.
Okay.
My apologies if I struck a nerve. It was not my intention. Flipping through my thing. All right. This one's a little deeper. Not gonna lie. If the world was going to end in the next hour, would you turn back time or forward time?
Yeah. Doesn't feel like this was part of her mystery.
No. Just answer the question. What would Lorelai think?
Lorelai would blink at that question for a moment. And she'd say she's turning back time. Without hesitation.
Lovely. Thank you so much. I know it was a little odd question. Do you have a question for me or anybody? I don't know.
Our character brain went blank.
That's okay. We're doing popcorn, so she can ask the player's questions, and then the player that gets asked the question can ask her questions.
Mm-hmm.
Lorelai would think for a minute. Why did you join Oculus?
Mm.
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but let's just say I wasn't in the best of places. And I found somewhere that calls me family, so.
All right, Laura, who goes next?
You.
Okay, fine.
Iggy.
Mm-hmm, that's me.
Iggy.
Yep.
Iggy.
Yes.
Do you ever feel like you have a close and personal relationship with death? Like you want to play video games at your house or maybe like a pizza date? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Answer the question, Iggy.
I begin to feel like these questions are specifically targeted.
Iggy would like take a second to think, like,
I guess yes. I kind of do already.
In
he
what
says
way?
Without.
In what way?
As a matter of fact. Let's see. I'm the pillar of death magic here in Wall Branch, and my great grandpa happens to now be the new Lord of Dead. And I can travel between the realm of the dead and limbo at nearly any time I want. So, yeah, kind of gotten used to being around death.
Is it a loving relationship?
At that, Iggy will pause. It's definitely a relationship. Loving, hating, still out on jury on that one.
But not in like a posh way. Like you still talk to them. Or they try to talk to you.
Them? Talk to them? What do you mean?
Well, you said you had a relationship with death.
I guess technically, if that's the case, yes, I still talk to them.
All right, good, great, thank you.
He's a little bit more confused.
Told you these questions are odd, okay?
Okay.
All right, any questions for me?
Mickey Butt looks for a second.
Where were you from before? before you joined?
Mickey, is about to ask, and then Cecily says it, like, hey.
Was that Iggy's question?
Iggy, you sound different.
Suddenly, Iggy sounds like Cecily.
Wow.
Sorry. No, that's Cecily's totally fine. Cecily's like, sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You could definitely ask me any questions. I do not mind at all. Well, you can probably guess where I'm from by my accent.
Louisiana.
Okay.
So,
from Brooklyn?
No, I'm from Branch. It's up in the east. It's the east side of Will Branch. A few miles out.
Branch. Boston? Oh.
Branch.
She's from Will Branch.
Are you from Boston?
He's from Will Branch with two L's.
Yeah, there you go.
Will. Wood Branch.
No.
Will Branch with a V instead of a B.
No, that's Branch. I'm from East Branch. I understand Branch. The joke from
that's a deep
Iggy.
Cut for
yes,
that's
it
a deep
is.
Inside
because he kept misspelling the game's name even though
yeah.
It was on all of the things I sent him for media and stuff. It all was WILBRANCH. And he kept spelling it WILL. And I was that angry, but I thought that was hilarious.
I think his reaction when he realized was the funniest
was
thing.
So sad. I'm so sorry. I didn't bring it up sooner.
I'm actually more surprised that you got angry for a bit there. I'm so sorry.
No, it was great. That was so funny because I wasn't really angry. It was just I noticed it. I'm like, why are you misspelling it? What happened? What's going mm-hmm. on here? Did I misspell it? Did you miss?
Okay, so as if right for that question, he's now going to ask his.
Oh yeah. Go for it.
So, during your time in Oculus,
uh-huh.
What was one of the more difficult omens you've had to encounter?
Hold on, let me contemplate God. Julio!
Are you asking Julio! Me specifically?
Yeah, I'm asking. Is there something that you would, I'm just going to say.
Let me think really quick.
Like there's something that you want.
As for the mundane who work with the omens, mundane don't really go to missions with them. They do observations and they walk around and they kind of case the areas that omens will need to go into. However, those agents of Oculus don't really work in like capturing or working with omens.
Oh.
So I think it might be a little, because we are going to work together and I'm definitely there for y'all. But I want to let you know I am just an observer.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really, I don't really work the cases. I just kind of, you know, case out the joints, seeing what's going on.
I feel like that makes the most sense for Trixie because of her note taking as well as being a mundane.
You're definitely going to get on hands experience with us. Kind of.
I'm looking forward to it.
Events seem to always happen around us, and we somehow get involved.
Nothing wrong with that. Just means life's coming at you, right?
Oh boy, is it. All right, I guess last person from us is, hey, you're up.
I'm just like, I have my feet in the water, just kind of kicking back and forth. Yeah, I guess fire away.
All right. Do you feel overwhelmed by your power to the point of explosive, uncontrollable existential dread?
Actually, quite the opposite.
Really? Tell me about it.
I feel like I haven't even explored a fraction of my power. According to my dad, I've got like all this huge amounts of like ungodly princely power, and yet I don't know if I've ever explored even a small modicum of it.
Are you looking to grow that power in any kind of way?
Only if it's useful. Only if it helps everybody else. Otherwise, honestly, no. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But
exactly. Yeah.
I'm not going to push myself unless it absolutely needs to happen.
As you all are talking, I do actually, I'm sorry, I'm not going to interrupt first. I want actually Ash to ask his question if he has one for Trixie.
Well, there you go. You got questions. Well, I can answer questions anytime, but you know, at the end of this little game, it's your turn.
Well, I guess I do have one. I mean, I figure Oculus doesn't just snatch anybody else off the street. And you did say what really brought you to Oculus, but I guess the question I have is, what did Oculus see in you that made them interested in recruiting you?
I have a lovely personality.
I love it.
And she just like bats her eyes like,
Cassius will come on your intercom and go, I can confirm that.
Oh my god.
We didn't hear Sorry. That, but aw. Like,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, only Trixie can hear it.
So she's like blushing.
Darn, is hearing not working?
Oh my goodness.
It's a really good earpiece.
Yep, not even Laurel, I can hear it.
No. As you all are talking, I will say that up on one of the walls around the pool, you all hear, y'all forgot about me. I hope you recognize that. And you see a cat.
Well, there he is. Good he are. Hey, Archer, how have you been?
They just kind of roll their eyes as they jump down and they start to walk over. Trixie, you might want to. A black cat.
I want to keep away this water here. Your body, you know, the wood and
I
everything.
Just look towards you, deadpan.
What? I'm not kidding.
And they just roll their eyes as they start walking over. And then they'll look towards you, Trixie. Oh. Should I act like a cat? And they just look towards you all. Is it too late?
No. They're in Oculus. They're like another version of the Foundation.
Oh. And they just look
nice to
you.
Meet you. And then she'll like put out like her hand.
Puts a paw towards you. Once you shake it.
That's the first time I've ever gotten a cat to shake hands. Sorry, I don't mean to be.
And, it's kind of circumstantial, and they just kind of look a little bit annoyed, but it is what it is. And they just watch you. So,
what about ask you?
You want to ask?
Oh my goodness.
What?
I was getting into another accent. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
No.
I'm so sorry. What was your name?
Archer. Ross Archer.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Trixie. I'm from Oculus.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to meet you.
I've heard about you. If you don't...
Good things, I hope.
Oh, totally.
Oh, okay.
Completely.
Oh, okay. That's good. They look a little nervous.
Also, if you don't want to answer any of these questions, they are a little bit deep. All right, just letting you know.
Okay.
All right, let me see. Bop, bop, bop. Actually, let me ask this one again. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you're having any strange dreams?
I mean, since I haven't been in my actual body, I guess no, I don't sleep.
You don't?
No. You just shake your head. There's nothing really to recover.
How do you pass the time?
I shrug. I explore.
A guilty look kind of starts appearing on Miggy's face.
As you all have left poor Archer all by themselves.
All by himself.
It was for his own good.
It was to keep him safe. And then he'll just kind of shrug. I mean, Foundation provides me with reading materials as well as other things to do, so it's not, like, horribly boring, I guess.
I'm imagining the cat Archer with little tiny glasses reading a book, and I can't
help
it.
Oh, I don't have to stay in the cat. And they just kind of, like, look towards
me. Oh, there's a gif I need to post for that.
They just look towards you all. I don't have to stay in the cat. You all know that, right?
What do you mean? I thought your body wasn't around.
You see the cat doll just kind of flop, and then you see on the TV just kind of turn on, and you see Archer in there. Trixie, you'll see, there is a picture of Archer, so it'll be this individual. You see, an individual with, kind of short, choppy brown hair, lots of piercings on the ears, as well as a green scarf and a leather jacket.
Whoa.
Oh, I like your piercings.
Oh,
they're
thanks.
Very nice.
They just nod a bit.
Were you always able to do that?
No, it's just because I don't have my body. I've been practicing, I guess.
Neat.
There's not much to do.
So, a lot has happened since we last saw you.
I would hope so. That's been a while. They just kind of, like, You see the TV turn off and then the cat body just kind of shifts up and then just stretches.
Okay, so where should we start? He's gonna say the next bit so casually. Well, we went to hell.
Go on.
Hey, you should take over here.
I mean, that kind of sums it up nicely.
All right. I get nothing more than you went to hell. Cool.
I met my dad.
In hell?
Really nice guy.
They just look a bit surprised as they blink towards you. All right, go on.
Reconcile with his sister because it turns out Ake here kind of used to be a huge fuckboy.
Hey!
He spits out her Fiji water at that. Whoa!
I'd look at Trixie. Apparently in my past, whatever, I was a lust demon.
You all hear from the wall, good heavens, what does that mean? And then you all see a rainbow macaw sitting on the wall.
We should have been fucking motherfucker.
Oh, you found your friends. And you see the rainbow macaw land on top of Archer. Archer just kind of like flops out. Ow! And the macaw looks up towards you all.
It's Simba and Zazu. Great.
It's not a toucan. It's a macaw.
Close enough.
It's a parrot.
It's the bootleg version.
Okay. Sure. It's the off-brand one you would get in the dollar bin. Got it. And you see the individual look up towards you. Oh, hello. I've never seen you here before.
Oh, hi, I'm Trixie.
A pleasure to make your acquaintance. And then they actually, like, bow with their wing. I am Oberon, Lord of the Fae.
Oh, lovely to meet you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in this, you don't mind if I change, do you? And then they just put their wings towards them, and then they poof. And you see this taller individual, he has kind of locks that are wrapped in ribbons and baubles. And you see parts of them are down as parts of them are up into a bun as they look towards you. They're wearing a very makeshift green suit that has, like, different patches of different embroidery kind of fabrics. And then, of course, they're wearing just a very pink and blue and green tie as they look towards you.
His whole deal is just chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you haven't figured it out by now.
Yeah. Like it's, yeah, his whole steez.
Yeah, he's the Mad Hatter.
He also has very dark hair.
That's how I picture him.
So he is like a very deep, dark skin, and he is just, he's very handsome, but also very chaotic.
He just waves her, ta-da.
Oh, I'm sorry, I needed fanfare. And then you see him just like pull out his hands and you see confetti just fly.
Just gobsmacks.
I feel like, you know, Cecily is there with her like dreamy schoolgirl look, even though she is with Jason.
Yeah. Oh, he's a tall drink of water.
Right. I mean, he's got Delphi vibes for sure.
Delphi vibes.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again for me? I missed it.
Fucking wow.
I love this.
I can't. I don't think I should say it again.
Sam, I can just say this right now. From what I've heard, A has no ground to stand on.
Did I hear Delphi
absolutely not.
Vibes?
Yes, you did.
You did.
That I think Lorelai is gonna take, like, she's gonna find a cup, take it over to Cecily, and just splash it in her face, like, don't stare.
You can stare if you want. It's fine.
You see him just I'm done. I'm done. Goodbye, guys.
And then you see Poof, and he's on, like, one of those chase lounges. Paint me like one of your French girls.
I won't, but... it's lovely to meet you.
He just gets onto his elbows and he smiles. The pleasure is all mine, my dear.
What brings you to this lovely place?
I was helping that little one. And he points towards Archer, who's just like looking deadpan towards him. He wanted to find his friends, and so I thought I would oblige.
Oh, he found us.
I know! Yep. Congratulations! He looks towards Archer and then claps and then throws more confetti in. Archer just sighs.
So, this is Trixie. She's from Oculus.
What is
sure
that? It sounds fancy. And he just leans
forward.
Oh
my goodness, it's super fancy.
Tell me more about it.
It's a newer division. It's a one of the newest division organizations.
Oh.
It's like similar to the Foundation, he whispers.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Oh, yes, you know what? I have heard of Division. That was way back in the past, though.
Oh, how far?
Oh, at least when a Will Branch first was created.
Vision's that old? Holy crap.
That's
All right.
So you definitely know a lot, don't you?
Well, I don't know about your division if you say it's newer, but I do know about the division just a little bit. You know what? Honestly, though, I didn't care too much to learn all of the specifics, if I'm honest with you. But
I understand paperwork.
Oh, I can't handle
it's
that.
It's the worst.
You're telling me I can't. You know what? Every time I go to write any sort of paperwork, it always turns into doodles.
Oh my goodness, same. I mean, look at this when I got here.
And then he just kind of takes your hands. I like kin.
You're touching me.
I apologize. And he lets go. I apologize. I should have asked consent first.
Consent is key!
May I touch your hands?
Of course.
And then he takes your hands again. I like kin.
I like kin, yes. I don't know what that means.
It means you and I, my dear, are very similar.
I hope so. Anyway, I'm sorry, Cassius. You might be in trouble here.
I cannot with her. Stop.
This is like in line.
I have given you all of these hot NPCs. Do with them as you will.
But I'm pretty sure your queen wouldn't like that very much.
You're all right with open relationships. And he just wiggles his eyebrows a little bit.
Ha ha! She looks so
like
Lorelai.
Is Lorelai turning right now?
I'm gonna stop you right there, King.
If you're not into polyamory, understandable.
I am
not. It's
a
very gay thing, don't worry.
I am a very one person.
Oh, then it wasn't meant to be, but that is fine.
Yeah, that can't see us get through your head.
Like a second dad to me, help. This guy's like a second dad to me, help. That's what Lorelai's like.
He just smiles towards Lorelai. I mean, you don't have to be in that lifestyle if you don't like to. Consent is important. You do what you like to do. You do what brings you joy. And he just like lifts, he throws more confetti. And you all start to kind of wonder how much confetti he's fucking has.
We're seeing it start to like stay, like fill the pool.
I just imagine that he's just pulling out some magical freaking portal
of confetti just in his wrist. Just
Yeah. Unlimited supply.
So yeah, Archer, we also been to the land of dead a few times. Stuff happened. He's still not fully ready to talk about what happened to his parents.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been a hectic couple of weeks.
It sounds like it.
Sorry.
My sister's in town.
For a while.
Oh.
Indefinitely.
Oh.
Yeah, Oculus is here to potentially help us out with the whole Lilith thing.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. Just turn towards Trixie. Well, thank you for your help, I guess.
Oh, no problem. Thank
you. Oberon's just kind of like moving around and just throwing more confetti.
Is that stuff biodegradable?
Of course! I'm of the Fae! In fact, it'll vanish when I want. And he snaps and it all vanishes.
Oh.
I love it.
Want to ask him a question?
You're asking questions. And he just, like, leans a bit closer again.
I actually don't have any further questions.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Sorry. It's a bit sad. That's fine.
All right. I can definitely make up one on the spot.
You can?
For you.
You just kind of like lean
I
forward.
Can. Okay. What is your favorite dessert?
Ooh.
In town.
The diner has a lovely pumpkin pie.
Oh, I love pumpkin pie.
Mm.
A little bit of vanilla ice cream. Cinnamon.
Yes, quite. It's very good.
It sounds amazing. I kind of want one now.
Oh, I came with other things. Oh dear, I already forgot. And he just waves his hands. My apologies.
Other things?
Yes, I heard questions and I wanted to be part of because I love being asked questions. My favorite color is purple. I love the sun when the sun is just setting. I love the sky, how it looks and the colors that it brings. I love the cloudy days and the rain. Oh, when the rain pitter-patters on the rooftops. Ah, sends my heart soaring. He's getting off track.
And Trixie's writing all this down.
And he just kind of like, oh, you got the last one. Good. All right. Yes. Love the red.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yes. Pitta-patta, got it.
The thinner the scarf, the more fashionable it is, of course. And I do enjoy a lovely cabaret. Did you get all that?
Well, he looks down towards
you. And then Archer will just look towards Oberon. You had a point. Then he stops. Oh, the other thing. Yes, of course. Sorry. My apologies. How is the whole thing with Lilith going? Because I'm starting to notice there's a bit of a shift in the door.
Door?
The door. Oh, you don't know about the door.
There's a door?
Of course there's a door. You weren't told yet of a door. My apologies.
You didn't tell me about a door.
Well, you see, there is a door that I can sense, that problematic individual, what's her, Lilith, yes, that's her name. Yeah, I can sense a little bit of something with that, having to do with that.
Iggy's kind of going to be a little, because it wouldn't happen to be that door I made in the foundation, would it?
Yes.
Ooh, what did you feel?
Oh, there was a shift in magic again.
Like, a good shift or a bad shift?
It feels as though... Well, let me think. Well, when A did his thing in the hell, wherever it was, the whatever circle, I don't know hell very well, bleh, he just puts his hands up. But when A did his thing, there's a lot more magic. It seemed as though it glowed with infernal magic, and now it is also glowing with fey magic. That, of course, happened when Lorelai got the Unseelie to your side, and now it seems to be glowing with undead magic.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think she likes that very much.
Huh.
But I do have information for you that I found. And he just leans forward and smiles as he floats in the midair.
Iggy leans closer.
And he just kind of like puts a hand to his mouth. You're Lilith, yes? She's not corporeal. She's not going to be a person.
Oh yeah, especially since we cut her off from Elizabeth.
What?
What?
Cut her off.
Well, with the whole... Wasn't she supposed to be Lilith's vessel?
Yes, she still is. What do you mean?
I thought A found a way to prevent that.
Did he?
Pretty sure I did.
What did you do? Tell me. He smiles.
It's been a while, but I'm not like, trying to legit.
I know, remember. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what exactly we did.
If I recall, you fixed your connection with Elizabeth and you made a new deal with her.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That was it. Right, yeah.
Oh, hun.
That.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And he just floats backwards as he's like, kind of like pretending to swim. And he's like,
Baron.
Remember how angry I was when you took her from me when she was my witch?
I'm waiting for the punchline to this one.
How angry do you think Lilith is?
Oh boy. Not very?
Oh.
Not very.
You know what? Technically, I suppose you'd be correct. And he just kind of like thinks.
But.
Well, that's only because Elizabeth is Lilith.
Huh?
The same energy that's coming from the door is coming from Elizabeth.
Wait, how is that possible?
I don't know. I just noticed it.
I thought Lilith was a separate
thing. I did too. He kind of smiles. But this one would know more about that one. And he just kind of smiles down towards Trixie. You know all about individuals that become apocalypse bearers, don't you?
Badly.
He just smiles coyly. Perhaps things are shifting a little bit faster than your Oculus hoped it would.
This has definitely been very expiring. King Oberon, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm glad
to have you. Is there a way where we can reach you directly, or do I just like wish upon a star?
Oh, I love you. You're wonderful. And he just smiles towards you. No, simply ask Lorelai and I'll come running.
Wonderful. Hmm. Thank you
so much.
That
is, of course, if Lorelai calls me. Sometimes she won't, so you have to be careful with that one.
Hi.
Bye, she says.
He just looks towards you. Oh, you're so cold, Lorelai. And he just kind of leans against you, Lorelai. I need love and affection to blossom and bloom.
Such an amazing dad moment.
If you behave yourself, maybe I'll come by and play.
He just smells. You mean it?
Yes.
He claps hands. Bring your friends. I'd love to play more games.
Sure, we'll use A as the rabbit again.
That's oh, God, not that
again.
Time.
And he just kind of smiles. Yes, all right. Well, oh, wait, I do have a question for you. Any points towards Trixie?
Oh, shoot, go for it.
He just leans forward. Do you have an yes?
I'm sorry,
do
what?
You have an yes?
Yes?
Yes,
he's asking
yes.
If you have a lover.
That
partner,
individual that just makes you go, yes.
Oh, I do.
Cherish them. And he just smiles.
Oh, I again. Will.
And he goes, I will. Right, I'm off. And he puts his hands up. Ta-ta! And then you see him just poof into a ray of colorful feathers.
And as he, like...
smile kind of fades a little bit.
He kind of turns to Trixie.
Who?
How much do you know about what's going on with Elizabeth?
Much do you want to know?
And with that, like we're going to end the session there.
God damn.
We're getting close to the start of our mystery.
The audacity!
You're
welcome. Sorry!
It's not Trixie's fault.
The
goal!
It's her! It's GM!
Blame me! I didn't give her information on purpose.
I'm just a vessel.
I'm just an NPC.
No, Elizabeth, it's a vessel. Life.
I'm a vessel for the god.
I'm just an NPC brought to life.
Pretty much.
I'm glad I could sneak that in before the end of the session. But Thank you, everybody, so much for hanging out with us. This has been Little Branch. I see you here. I'm on the week story. This was session 101. Wow. That's a lot of sessions, you guys. That's a lot of sessions. We hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed it. And I'm hoping that we get to the nitty gritty soon. With that, let's go ahead and hit our favorite spot, our favorite things, favorite parts, kudos. Anybody want to share?
Trixie.
Trixie. Yeah, I was giving kudos to Snowy and Trixie because holy shit, you were able to just get hop into this world easily.
Yeah, I love this so much.
Oh my god, you fit right in.
I need to be up front. I wrote nothing except for some notes that Trixie would know. I have made nothing for Trixie.
Even better.
Yeah, that's why I said it, because I need you all to know that it was mainly Snowy. I didn't do Bubkin.
No, actually,
yes, you
know,
have.
You know who was the real MVP of the session? Julio.
Julio's just moving a desk kind of like angrily as his call keeps going up. He's like, god fucking damn it, I'm just trying to move this desk.
Not this girl again.
I need
Julio loves
desk.
Me.
Oh yeah, he truly does. 100%. Any other favorite parts or kudos that we want to grant?
Chicken and lamb.
Yes!
I love the interaction between everybody here.
Oh,
just that you guys seem like so close-knit and your characters like just interact so well with the NPCs and everyone's just like so on, like you guys have like inside jokes with one another. It you guys are a family and I love it.
Oh yay.
No,
it makes my heart so happy to see you guys.
And you're joining that family
together.
For this
that's
and
why I
getting,
was like so
and you're joining this chaos.
I know. I just don't want to take away from anybody because
you were great.
You only add.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was loving your character so much. I just couldn't wait for what you were gonna say next. So I just.
Oh yeah. Same. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to see what the next question you were gonna pull out of your hat was.
No, I was like, oh my god.
I will give kudos to Snowy for that. I won't give information, but Snowy, with the information you gave me about those questions, top notch.
Thank you.
I am so curious.
I'm so curious, yeah.
I might spill the beans some other time.
I'm so excited for when we all have like new characters together and can build those interactions from the ground up like together.
Yeah, that'll be great.
I can't wait to see what you guys have planned for characters. Like I kinda know a little bit of what Andy's character is because of what you said in chat. But almost nothing about anybody else's really.
Well, you've already seen the preview of what my character's gonna be.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, we'll also be sure to
see it all.
We'll also be sure to give more information as that comes forward. We don't want to spill too many beans here.
Yeah.
But
if you guys can see my icon in Roll 20, it is a can of spilled beans.
Yeah, I saw that.
Careful on the spilled beans.
She's gonna spill beans. Yep. I appreciate all of you. We haven't started the mystery yet, and that is because I wanted to make sure to give Snowy some wonderful time to get integrated into the world, and she didn't need much help to do that, so I'm very thankful for that. But as you know, Oberon did, of course, hint at the start of the mystery, what's going to happen, but also, don't forget, this is a Cecily-centric mystery, so we'll see what's going to happen when we come back. We'll have more announcements over on my Twitter over at Hina Squirrel or over on my Discord. If you want to join our Discord once again, use exclamation point Discord in the chat. Click on the link, go pick a role. We talk about a lot of different things, but also announcements will be posted there. I'm going to get better at it, I promise. But with that, I think we're going to call it a night. I'm going to say goodbye to my lovely players, and I want to say goodbye to all of you. Thank you, everyone. If you liked what you watched, give me a follow. I'm trying to reach 700 follows on Twitch. If you like what you heard, give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. That's like everywhere. So do it. Anywho, thank you all so much for watching. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us. We will be back maybe next week. We're still deciding. That's supposed to be our off week, but we'll keep you posted. But until then, stay safe. Be kind, and we shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.